Speech War, Document 65. Our tariff relations with Germany. From the message of the President read at the opening of the first session of the 60th Congress, December 3, 1907. The adoption of a new tariff by Germany, accompanied by conventions for reciprocal tariff concessions between that country and most of the other countries of continental Europe, led the German government to give the notice necessary to terminate the reciprocal commercial agreement with this country proclaimed July 14, 1900. The notice was to take effect on the 1st of March, 1906, and in default of some other arrangements this would have left the exports from the United States to Germany subject to the general German tariff duties, from 25 to 50%. Higher than the conventional duties imposed upon the goods of most of our competitors for German trade. Under a special agreement made between the two governments in February 1906, the German government postponed the operation of their notice until the 3rd of June 1907. In the meantime, deeming it to be my duty to make every possible effort to prevent a tariff war between the United States and Germany arising from misunderstanding by either country of the conditions existing in the other, and acting upon the invitation of the German government, I sent to Berlin a commission composed of competent experts in the operation and administration of the customs tariff, from the departments of the Treasury and Commerce and Labor. This commission was engaged for several months in conference with a similar commission appointed by the German government, under instructions, so far as practicable, to reach a common understanding as to all the facts regarding the tariffs of the United States and Germany material and relevant to the trade relations between the two countries. The commission reported, and upon the basis of the report, a further temporary commercial agreement was entered into by the two countries, pursuant to which, in the exercise of the authority conferred upon the President by the third section of the Tariff Act of July 24, 1897, I extended the reduced tariff rates, provided for in that section to champagne and all other sparkling wines, and pursuant to which the German conventional or minimum tariff rates were extended to about 96% of all the exports from the United States to Germany. This agreement is to remain in force until the 3rd of June, 1908, and until 6 months after notice by either party to terminate it. The agreement and the report of the commission in which it is based will be laid before the Congress for its information. This careful examination into the tariff relations between the United States and Germany involved an inquiry into certain of our methods of administration which had been the cause of much complaint on the part of German exporters. In this inquiry I became satisfied that certain vicious and unjustifiable practices had grown up in our customs administration, notably the practice of determining values of imports upon detective reports never disclosed to the persons whose interests were affected. The use of detectives, though often necessary, tends toward abuse, and should be carefully guarded. Under our practice, as I found it to exist in this case, the abuse had become gross and discreditable. Under it, instead of seeking information as to the market value of merchandise from the well-known and respected members of the commercial community in the country of its production, secret statements were obtained from informers and discharged employees and business rivals, and upon this kind of secret evidence the values of imported goods were frequently raised and heavy penalties were frequently imposed upon importers who were never permitted to know what the evidence was and who never had an opportunity to meet it. It is quite probable that this system tended toward an increase of the duties collected upon imported goods, but I conceive it to be a violation of law to exact more duties than the law provides, just as it is a violation to admit goods upon the payment of less than the legal rate of duty. This practice was repugnant to the spirit of American law and to American sense of justice. In the judgment of the most competent experts of the Treasury Department and the Department of Commerce and Labor, it was wholly unnecessary for the due collection of the customs revenues, and the attempt to defend it merely illustrates the demoralization which naturally follows from a long-continued course of reliance upon such methods. I accordingly caused the regulations governing this branch of the customs service to be modified, so that values are determined upon a hearing in which all the parties interested have an opportunity to be heard and to know the evidence against them. Moreover, our treasury agents are accredited to the government of the country in which they seek information, and in Germany receive the assistance of the quasi-official chambers of commerce in determining the actual market value of goods, in accordance with what I am advised to be the true construction of the law. These changes of regulations were adapted to the removal of such manifest abuses that I have not felt that they ought to be confined to our relations with Germany, and I have extended their operation to all other countries which have expressed a desire to enter into similar administrative relations.